do this to get him hooked in the early stages of dating. So here's the realization that I came to. When you lean back, you allow the right men to come to you. What I'm noticing today, what's happening is that a lot of women, and maybe you, are in that go, go, go masculine, very much in their head mentality when it comes to dating. When I was really young in college, this is how I met my almost husband. You know, I was at a club. I was the successful woman doing my thing. I was type A personality. And I was at a club and I saw this guy who was kind of looking at me. He was kind of cute. And, you know, I literally dragged him out of the club myself. I dragged him out. I pinned him to a wall and I started to kiss him. And then from that day onwards, he was just following me everywhere. You know, he fell in love with me like a puppy. I was organizing all the dates. I was telling him where to go. A lot of the times I was picking up the check or we were splitting the check. I was telling him what to do. Later on, after we finished college, you know, he followed me. I found a high power job. He followed me. You know, I found the apartment. I paid all the bills. I made all the decisions. Like, I made everything. At that time, it felt great, you know, for the first few years and when we were together. But as time went, I started to lose respect for the guy. And I started to actually get attracted to men who were in their masculine energy, because I am a feminine essence woman, like most women are. I want to be taken care of, and I want the man to lead the dynamic forward so I can relax and really trust that he's got it. This is what we want. This is what is attractive to us as women. And, you know, I almost married this guy, and thank God I didn't, because otherwise I'd probably be divorced. And so this is why it's really important. The early stages of dating, if you set the foundation right from the beginning, then you make sure that everything that happens after, you know, later stages of dating, the relationship, the marriage, whatever it is, you have the right man from the beginning. So how do we attract men like that? And how do we end up in relationships with men like that? Is by, from the beginning, leaning back. So here's what I want you to do. Instead of, when you are matching with a man, instead of leading the dynamic forward and messaging him and saying, oh, let's meet. So this first question, let's meet. No, he's going to do that. Always leave the ball in his court. If he's telling you his number, if he's giving you his number for you to call or whatever, you give him your number. Let him lead. Let him make the first move, always. So when you're matching on the app, what I want you to do is never to lead the dynamic. Let him set the date. Let him say first, oh, let's meet up on Sunday, whatever. And you, what you say is not, oh yeah, sure, let's go to this amazing place. And I thought, oh, I already booked at 6 p.m., blah, blah. He'd be like, oh, okay, sure. You say, yes, I would love to. That's it. Now he's going to plan the date. He's going to organize. If he asks you, where would you like to go? Your job as a feminine essence woman who is in this polarity dynamic, as I call it, by leaning back, what you're saying is, what I prefer, dot, dot, dot. Tell him what you prefer. Let him organize. In this way, remember how I said in the beginning, when you lean back, you allow men who are interested in you to chase you and to pursue you. Allow them to do that. Men are naturally great hunters. By hunters, I mean hunting for women, right? Allow them to pursue and court you on organized dates, because this is how you vet. And if a man is not pursuing and is not organizing, you let the guy go. This is your filter to make sure they end up with the right guy, right? One more tip for you. The biggest question women have is, where is this going? Where is this going? Is he my next husband? Where is this going? You know, you think that you're in a relationship after a few dates and maybe you've had sex with a guy. Surprise, you're not in a relationship. You're either single or in a relationship. There's nothing in between. And you're not in a relationship until the man, again, we're leaving the ball in his court, until he has a conversation with you about exclusivity, period. You do not bring this conversation up. You do not ask where this is going. Instead, what you do is you lean back and you focus on your own life. You have to date multiple men at a time. There's no dating one man. This is not how we date today, okay? And this is also going to help you to lean back, because think about it. If there's a lot of demands from men, you're not focused on this one guy and you're not obsessed about, where is this going? Let me organize. Are we meeting Sunday? Are we meeting Sunday? Get busy, put yourself out there and allow men to chase and pursue you. Do not put your eggs in one basket. This is a powerful position. This is what you need to do in the early stages of dating. And this is how he gets hooked. Because, you know, most of the women out there organize and pursue and chase him and whatever, but he's going to meet you. A woman who knows how to lean back and doesn't need him to be happy or whatever, you know, you pursue. I'm here. I'm the prize. When you have this mentality, you allow a man to pursue you. He's going to be super interested in you. He's going to be like, oh my God, she's amazing. She's different because she has a life. And holy shit, she's probably dating three men or multiple men at a time. You're putting yourself out there and you're available to date until one man comes forward and says, hey, Joanna, I want to be your boyfriend. Would you be exclusive with me? And then it's up to you to say yes or no. Remember, you choose. This is how I met my husband. I was just there having a lot of fun. I was open. I was dating a lot of men. And he was the one to chase me. He was constantly messaging me and saying, are you free Sunday? And I was like, am I free Sunday? Oh, no, I'm busy. He's like, are you free Monday? Sure, let's go here. Sure. You know, I allowed him to court and pursue me multiple times throughout months, right? Until I saw that, oh, I'm actually enjoying this guy. And this is how I attracted the husband that I am with today, married for more than 5 years, that I still respect, that I admire, and that I'm attracted to. He's my protector and my provider. And that's what you need to do as well. Because in that dynamic, I feel safe, I feel taken care of, and I don't feel like I have to do all the work. If you do this in the early stages of dating, that's why it's extremely important to lean back and let men lead and let him lead the relationship forward. This is when you do that, this is also going to help you for him to make the decision to propose, for example. A lot of women say he doesn't propose. Well, he doesn't propose because probably in the whole dating period or in the relationship, you are leading all the way. A proposal for a man is a really important decision. And so when you lean back right from the beginning, you are going to attract men who have that natural masculine energy. This is your filter. Remember that and do that next time you date.